Hi, this is David Runciman, and I'm here to tell you about what's happening with Election. We're back. We're going to be with you every week from here on, but we're changing our name. We are now going to be Talking Politics. I wanted to quickly tell you why we're changing our name. We started this podcast 18 months ago because there was a general election coming up in Britain, and we thought, being in Cambridge, there would be lots of interesting people here we could talk to about the election. I assumed back then that people were interested in politics at election time and that we should run through an election, wait till the dust settled, and then what would happen is what always happens. People would lose interest in politics. They switch off. It's kind of how representative democracy is meant to work. The politicians do it most of the time, and then every now and then we switch on and we vote them out of office. It's not been like that. It's all kicked off since that election. We've had Corbyn. We've had Trump. We've had Brexit. This has been, unquestionably, the most interesting, distressing, exciting, surprising period of politics in my lifetime. And people are talking about it all the time. So we've been off the air over the summer, but we're still talking about politics. It's what we do for a living. This is a politics department. On this corridor, people are always talking about politics, but it's not because it's what we do for a living. It's because, like everyone else, we just don't know what the hell is going on. So we want to come back and do this every week. We don't want to go off the air. We're going to be in my office in the politics department. I'm going to convene this panel every week in real time, and we're going to try and make sense of what's happening. We're also going to try and do what we've been doing all the way along, which is grab the most interesting people who come through Cambridge, and there are lots, and ask them what the hell they think is going on. There'll be some politicians, unavoidably, one or two, but we really think the interesting people to talk to about politics are the historians, the comedians, novelists, scientists. Everyone is interested in this at the moment. We all have a view, and we want to find the most interesting people and ask them what they think. Next week, we're going to kick off with one of the most interesting people on the planet, Yuval Noah Harari. He's a historian of the human race. His first book, Sapiens, was a worldwide bestseller. His follow-up, Homo Deus, which is the book I'm going to be talking to him about, is about what happens next to humanity. But we're really going to be talking about what it means for politics to live in a world where machines and data may know better than we do how we're going to vote, what we think, who we want in office.
If the Amazon algorithm knows my feelings better than me, then it becomes an authority higher than the voter, higher than the customer. If you think about the US elections, coming US elections in November, I don't know if it's happening in practice, but theoretically, Facebook has the data to decide the elections.
Yuval Noah Harari next week. We'll also be talking about Disney's Inside Out and everything in between. We've got some other really interesting people lined up. Sophie Hanna, the crime novelist, the Agatha Christie of the 21st century. She's the author of the new Poirot books. But we're going to be talking to her about politics, about storytelling, about who we can believe in. There's an election coming up in America. We will be discussing that, I imagine, every week. We've got a special live edition of Talking Politics coming from the Cambridge Festival of Ideas. We've got some of the leading historians of America trying to tell us, is Trump something new, or have we seen this before? Talking Politics will be with you every Thursday when you wake up. You don't need to do anything. If you subscribe to Election, it will be there. We just want you to join us. This is the conversation that I think everyone is having, and we'd love you to be a part of it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.